Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no basketball Viagra.
Perhaps.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All righty. Jonathan Kuminga signed, sealed, and delivered. Warriors training camp underway. Buster Posey's going to talk to the media later today. It's more of a season-ending wrap-up, but I'm sure he'll get asked about Bob Melvin, who was fired on Monday. We'll bring you some of that sound a little bit later. We got Ross Tucker joining us at 11 o'clock. We're going to get into the Niners and the L.A. Rams.
DK.
It's certainly feeling like Purdy may not play, but who knows at this point. But the 49ers have a big game tomorrow, and we'll get you ready for that with Ross. Right now, though, we're talking about the Golden State Warriors. It feels like they have a team now at least intact. This is the way I'm looking at it. They got Curry, Hield, Jimmy Butler, Green, and Horford. Let's say those are the first five. They got Melton, Pods, GP2, Kuminga, Post, and Trayce Jackson-Davis. Let's say they're the second five with some interchangeable parts possibly one way or the other. How are we feeling about that team? If I said overall, how are you feeling about that team? Don't, like, without unless you want to, yes, Kuminga's the big news,
yeah.
But let's talk about that team. How you feeling about that team?
I'm feeling as good about that team as I was before Steph Curry left the Minnesota series in game one last year. So I think this team has action. And I think the wild card to me is if Jonathan Kuminga, you know, doesn't mesh, or you could just tell, not that he's moping, it's not gelling. I am excited that they got an opportunity to do what they did and get a Jimmy Butler-like. And I know it might be lesser, but a guy, a Thundercat, that could come in and replace Jonathan Kuminga and help this team go to another level. Like, that excites me. But right now, I know I really, truly am still excited. And I am in on Jonathan Kuminga being the sixth man on this team.
So I was thinking about this, and I brought it up.
Iguodala.
I brought it up a little bit with, wait, what's that?
You got to be Andre. You got to rebound. You got to guard. You got to do the things that you hadn't been doing, JK. You just do.
You've been doing those things. You wouldn't have to worry about coming off the bench.
True.
All right. Here's the one thing I was thinking. And I brought this up to Evan, and we talked about it real briefly, and he brought up an interesting point, and I just kind of want to use it as a jumping off point. Knowing that Kuminga's back in the fold and where the Golden State Warriors are, I wrote down this sentence. Hold on. I wrote down this sentence.
I was like, okay, I'm waiting.
Is it time for Draymond Green to maybe take a step back and come off the bench and let Kuminga start? And could that be better for the team? And I thought about it. And I realized that I'm not sure that solves any problem. Because if you replace Kuminga and Draymond's okay coming off the bench, you don't really add any shooting with Kuminga, and you might lose a little bit of playmaking with Kuminga. And the bigger problem to me is, and you know, I was thinking, okay, like this could be the time for Draymond to come off the bench and try to really be a different kind of force as a sixth man. The problem is then Jonathan starts, which is great for him, but it doesn't change the fact that he's still going to be a third option if he plays with Steph and Butler, And then that's the point where Steve Kerr's going to say, well, if you're the third option scoring wise, I need you to do more. And I'm worried that we're just going to kind of get into this vicious cycle that we can't solve because of Kuminga. And like the first thing I thought was maybe if Draymond takes a step back, and you know what? I'm not sure that's the answer. I don't know what the answer is. That's still the problem that I see, Goo, with the Warriors is, yeah, they got Kuminga back, but is he any more of a fit now than he's ever been?
I don't have the answer to that question, and I appreciate the thought, but Stani, if I'm Draymond Green, I would flip the spread over, because what makes him and Steph Curry so special in this Warrior team is he doesn't do it. He doesn't, you know, he's not a volume shooter. I'm talking about Day-Day. He's a junkyard dog, and he's mastered giving you that passion from the outset of games, doing the dirty stuff. So I would just say to that thought, if it hasn't happened now, in a perfect world, if Draymond was willing to do that, who knows? Maybe Jonathan Kuminga signs a 4-year contract for an umpteenth amount of money and he's finally got his role. But that's never going to happen. One, because I think Draymond's a Warrior, no pun intended. He's not taking a lesser role, I don't believe. And I know there's examples where he has after injuries or whatnot. But I think the ship has sailed on this. How can we or what can we do, meaning teammates, coaching staff, to kind of take JK to the next level or make him a better fit? I just feel now, especially after yesterday, partner, that ship has sailed.
What ship?
Of Draymond or anybody acquiescing and trying to do something to make Kuminga fit in better. And I mean, if I'm Draymond Stoney, I'm not coming out to start lineup.
Well, I mean, like I get, and you've said that before, but I think you ignore, he's said he's willing to do it. So maybe at some point in a guy's career, you got to take him up on it, if for no other reason than maybe to try to move this thing a little more forward. I'm not sitting here saying everything's smooth. I am now trying to project, Jonathan Kuminga's on this team. I'm trying to project how do the Warriors avoid a situation where he doesn't become the focus, and it's not about how many minutes he played a night and how many minutes he didn't play a night.
But why are we expecting such a change? What if it's just
because of
Well,
then I don't think you can be your best. I don't think the Warriors can reach their potential unless they figure out a way to optimize the team and Jonathan Kuminga on that team. I don't believe they did that last year.
So a lot of that was different because I feel like they gave Jonathan Kuminga the keys. And when they gave him the keys before Jimmy Butler, he got hurt. I'll still stand on the island of, had he not got hurt, there's no Jimmy here. But Jimmy's here. My point to you, Stani, is the dartboard that I'm trying to hit in the middle is you come off the bench, Jonathan Kuminga. That does not mean you are not finishing games, buddy. There is no doubt in my mind, Stani, in 25 to 30 minutes is how much time he's going to play. Like, are you saying, Goo, the sixth man starting, you're going to get 25 to 30 minutes, damn it, and you make the best of it?
It's easy to say. It's so easy to say right now before training camp has started. It's just, I mean, and it's easy to say, well, he's going to be finishing games. Not if he doesn't make foul shots. He's not going to be finishing games. And
he'll get that opportunity, though, right?
I don't know.
Well,
he's coming off a terrible. He's coming off a bad year. He's coming off a poor year.
Yeah.
So again, I'm not going to sit here and say this thing is shot. But damn, I can't sit here and say, oh, there's nothing to see here. Kuminga's going to be fine, and they're going to figure it out. They still have every issue with this team with Kuminga on it now than they had last year, and let's just be realistic about the way Steve Kerr was talking about the Kuminga fit last year. Yeah. And everybody got incensed because they thought he was too critical, saying he couldn't play with Jimmy and they need him to rebound and get loose balls. None of that has changed. But if Jonathan doesn't do those things still, then Kerr's probably not going to play him.
But you're not good enough to not play him. That's how I feel.
They're not. They're also not.
You know what? I got to check myself. He did start getting DNPs at the end.
So. They're also not good enough for him to play and not do the things that they need him to do. If it's rebounding and if it's getting loose balls.
Now, I know the contract and the way this, the 1+1, Johnny, or the way it's set up, you know, the Warriors got the advantage. But I just don't feel they shelled out that coin and gave him a – I know it was a – you know what I mean?
They shelled out virtually nothing.
Well, my point is he's going to get the opportunity to show maybe your future is not done here in Golden State. That's where I'm at this morning.
Yeah, and all
I get it.
And all I'm saying is – until I see an avenue for him to emerge here, then I don't think he'll ever want to stay here long term. Let's go to Christian in Fairfield. Hey, Christian, how you doing? What's going on, man?
Hey, fellas, good morning.
Yeah.
Hey.
I want to shout out Evan and Grandy. I've seen them. I pulled up on them at Friedman's when they were there.
So okay.
They're cool. Evan's cool as the other side of the pillow.
He is.
But I'm excited about the Warriors. I have them knowing that these guys were going to get signed as the four seed. I think they'll be three now that Van Vliet's hurt. But to answer the question about the Kuminga fit, the personnel makes him a fit. This will be the first year the Warriors can even play zone and not be hurt on offense because they can put Post and Horford out there. And now you have three-point shooting with Jimmy, and you could put Steph, you could put Hield. And so now Kuminga has a chance for that right there. When Jimmy and Steph are on the bench, Kuminga can come in and cook because they have a bunch of shooters around him. So now, go cook, Kuminga. At the beginning of the year, go cook. Let's see if you want to do what you want to do. You get the 20-something minutes. Show us if, you know what I'm saying, you matured. You can get the other players involved. While you're the main option, what you want right now, you're the main option if it's Horford out there or even if Draymond's out there, he'll be the only really liability when JK has the ball in his hand because you'll have two other shooters at the guard spot because we have way more shooters now. So that'll also help Jimmy. Remember in the playoffs, we were like, why isn't he looking like playoff Jimmy? He had no one to kick it out to. He's going to kick it out to a guy that has to drive also. So we got to pay attention to that at the beginning of the year. And that's all I got to say about that. I'm excited about the Warriors, and I look forward to seeing you guys Saturday. Have a great show.
Appreciate it, Christian. I'm excited about the Warriors too because – I don't know what to expect. I think they're in a way like the Niners. I think they need a lot to go right. I think they obviously have to be healthy. They have to get a step up from Moody, Pajemski, and Kuminga. Those guys got to become veteran players. They've got to go from being young players to veteran type players. And you know, if it's one of those things, I'm very interested in Horford. I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday. He's from Boston. He sees him, watched Horford play his whole career, and he's like, I still like Horford. I still think he's pretty good. Makes threes, really smart defensively, but he's only going to be able to play 25 minutes a night, and he's not going to play back-to-back. So there's an opportunity for somebody there.
Mm.
I mean, there's going to be opportunity because, I mean, among Curry, Butler, Draymond and Horford, I mean, there's going to be they're going to use a lot of different starting lineups if for no other reason than they're going to have to. So they're going to be able to keep some of their younger players engaged, I would think. And at times, some of these younger guys are going to have to start and they're going to have to be ready to start.
And we saw Moses Moody take a step up, Potts take a step up. And now you got to take that, you know, the question is just what you talked about. Can they take that one step further? And I was driving in. I said, you know what? I got to apologize to both Brandon and Moses because I was too hard on them for what didn't happen or what I didn't see in the Houston series. But the bottom line is they were playing in that series because those two, I believe, had a great regular season. And Moses, until it got ugly at the end. But you're right, Stoney. I don't know what that looks like if both of those or if it's somebody else able to take their game, TJD, when he gets the opportunities. If you talk about Horford only playing 25 minutes a night, so that doesn't mean he's just relegated to the bench. But what they have with the big three has me excited in Jimmy, Dre, and Steph and the success they had last regular season and to come out the shoots now with those three intact, Kuminga wrapped up. I can't wait.
888-957-9570 is the number. Kuminga's signed, sealed, and delivered, and the Warriors now have a team I think we can talk about. It's an aging team. It's got some young players on it. They're not overly athletic. They're not overly big, but they got a lot of experience and they got a lot of pedigree. This is Steve Kerr, a little back and forth with Nick Friedell of The Athletic. He's back, Nick Friedell. This is, I think, a back and forth between he and Friedell regarding Kuminga yesterday.
It's just, this is the business we're in, you know. I mean, I never begrudge any player for trying to, you know, get the best contract that he can. I mean, in fact, I, you know, having been a player, I always feel like it's part of my job to help our guys do the best they can come contract wise and help them become the best players that they can be, put themselves in the best position to have a great career, to sign a good contract, take care of their families. You know, these are short careers, and so I want all our players to do well. How it gets there sometimes can be messy. I'm not worried about any of that.
All right, so that was Steve Kerr, kind of an overview of, he doesn't hold any grudges against Kuminga, but he didn't want to get too much into it.
Have you talked to Jonathan much throughout this process over the last couple months?
Again, I'm going to wait till he's signed, and then you can ask me same question in a couple days.
Then I'll just follow up with this, and maybe you can give me the same response. But you're watching all this, and you've lived it with him, obviously, these last few years. From your perspective, do you think he wants to be here moving forward?
Okay, again, I'm gonna talk about him after he's signed. We'll have those discussions. So, thank you. Anyone want to talk about basketball?
All right, so Nick Friedell giving it the old college try.
Yeah.
And it's just because the formality of the contract wasn't signed. He'll get asked about it either today or tomorrow, and I'm sure he's going to give a different answer.
You think they've had any?
Answer.
You think, let's just, what do you think the answer is going to be? I would say no. I don't think J.K. and Kerr have had much dialogue. And I could be wrong, and we could find out as soon as he's able to ask him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what their relationship truly is. I don't know if it's built on trust or there's skepticism. I don't know altogether what Steve thinks of Kuminga as a player. I don't know how Kuminga truly thinks about Kerr. I mean, there's so much gray area here other than it just doesn't look like it's a fit. But I've seen fences mend. But I've also seen most fences not mend in this right. kind of situation in the NBA with players who don't want to be in certain spots.
Yeah, and I'll say this, my biggest takeaway from Kerr, even after last year, him being as candid as he was to Willard and Dibbs, Steiny, I do believe, and I have no intel to back this up, but I do believe he thought Kuminga was gone. And that's why he was willing to, you know, say the things and just be open and talk about, you know, his whereabouts during the offseason and years past. But I really think, and maybe we'll never get the answer, I do wonder if Steve Kerr really thought maybe he was done coaching Kuminga.
Yeah, I don't know. But I do know that Steve Kerr probably knew that a sign-and-trade was going to be ridiculously difficult because they always are. I mean, have you noticed the four restricted free agents? Man. Like, none of them got signed and traded.
Yeah.
Because none of them were going to get the true value for the player. And so he might have thought maybe Kuminga would leave, but once you're a restricted free agent, I just would never count on that. Let's go to Caleb in Newark.
Our guy.
What's up, Caleb? How you doing?
What up, fellas? How y'all feeling this morning?
What's up, baby? I got your message on Twitter, man.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, Goo, at long last, huh?
Yeah, it's over. The baby's here.
There we go, man. And finally, man, I was going to call back when this Kuminga stuff got figured out. But look, at the end of the day, this is great for both parties. You know, Kuminga, and then they didn't want to take the qualifying offer. His agent literally came on your guys' show and said that. So for him to get what, $24 million or just over that for this season and figured out what next year is good having for JK. But, like, let's be real, guys. Like, the Warriors have gotten better. Like, they've gotten much, much better. And, look, this is no disrespect to Kevon Looney because we know what he did while he was here. He's a champion and a leader in that locker room for years. But Al Horford, even at this age, is better. Like, respectfully, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, you've gotten bigger, you've gotten better at the center position. Then you're bringing back De'Anthony Melton, who, before he got hurt last year, he was a really good player for this team. You're bringing in Seth Curry, who's a shooter, a little bit later in this season. There's nothing wrong with having shooters, and especially him being Steph Curry's brother, that adds to the chemistry and just the overall, just the positive vibe that brings the team. So, I think this Warriors team's going to be really good.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good, man. A full off season with Jimmy too. We all know that they got to be healthy, but I wouldn't be shocked if this team finishes between 4 through 6.
Because I'm tired of the play-in, Caleb. That's my goal, Stein. Appreciate the call. Just stay out of that cockamamie play-in. And you gotta think if you had Jimmy all year, you wouldn't have been there. But Stein, I think that's the goal. Avoid that, man, because that's just been draining here the last couple years.
Yeah, this is why I'm actually fascinated with Horford, because I feel like, we've seen Looney forever, and we know his game inside and out. We know how he helped this team. And, yes, I would not disagree that on paper,
I'm with you.
I like Horford better on paper. But I got to be honest with you, this is one of those classic cases of I need to see Horford play 25 straight games for the Warriors to know, like, who he really is.
I'm petrified. And I know Caleb wasn't dancing on Looney's grave, but Looney gave you a lot of girth and a lot of difficulty down low for other guys when he got the time. I don't know if Al can do that. Now laying in Boston where, hey, Al, you can miss 3 or 4 threes, no big deal, because that's all we're doing is, bombing. It's going to be a little different. They're going to ask him to do some different things, too, along with shooting. So we'll see. But, Stoney, I'm just saying this right now, going into this season, you could laugh. You have. I think Looney could be missed.
Well, this is Nick Friedell on him believing that the roster this year is better than last year.
When it's all said and done, now that the roster is coming together, Mike Dunleavy in that front office actually did pretty well. I mean, this team is improved from where they were a year ago. They are improved in the fact that Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy now get a full training camp. They'll be together. They'll get Horford in here. They have more depth. They feel good about not only the core pieces, but how the rest of the roster is fitting together.
Nick Friedell says the roster's better this year than last year. I think some of the names are better, for sure.
And the availability for two are in question right now, right? I mean, to start the season in L.A., there won't be Seth Curry, and we'll see when Melton gets back. I'm just saying, two dudes that won't be able to be utilized in.
Yeah. 957-0. Here's what's going on. 11 o'clock, we got Ross Tucker. We're going to jump into the Niners. They have a big game tomorrow against the Rams.
Huge.
Is Purdy going to play? We'll probably find out more tomorrow, but we'll talk about it today. Buster Posey talking to the media, season-ending press conference. Obviously, Bob Melvin's going to be addressed at that point. And, of course, the Golden State Warriors. They got a preseason game coming up Sunday. How about that out of nowhere?
Wow.
So their season's starting in a hurry. Jonathan Kuminga is going to be signed today. And the Warriors are ready to roll. And they got Curry. They got Hield. They got Butler. They got Green. They got Horford. It's the when I look at this roster this way and you envision everybody healthy, you go, you know what? That's not bad. That's not bad. But you take a guy or two out, doesn't quite look as good. So I think everybody understands health is what it's all about for the Warriors this year. Once again, Ross Tucker is going to join us at 11 o'clock, but we'll take your calls up until 11 o'clock. A lot going on here in the Bay. We're going to touch on it all. 888-957-9570 is the number. And don't forget, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.